Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Got quite a mixed bag for you this week. We've got some requests and a little bit of self-indulgence. Some favourites that we play on a fairly regular basis and one or two you may not have heard before. We're starting with a request. I know I've played a version of this before on a number of occasions, but I'm playing this for Mary. Now, Mary, this was sung at your wedding, right? It's the High Kings and they're doing their version of Mary's Wedding. When I played the track before, I think I did the studio version. This is a live version. They must have had wonderful time putting this together because, well, rehearsing it must have been hilarious because everything is so well timed. Everything is so well together and yet it's so rhythmic. Here, the High Kings for Mary and Mary's Wedding. And I hope this brings back memories, happy memories for you.
Step, we daily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm and arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Step we daily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm and arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Over Hugh is up and down, Merkle green and Brack and brown. Sheelings through the town, all for sake of Mary. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding.
Redder cheeks as Rowan's are, brighter eyes as any star. Fairest of them all by far is our darling Mary.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding.
Perfect. work tough, arm in arm and row and row, all for Mary's way.
The High Kings and Mary's Wedding. Now, I am aware that that is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than the High Kings. Actually, to give it its proper title, it's known as the Lewis Bridal Song. So, the Lewis, is that not in the Hebrides somewhere? But there, the Irish High Kings and Mary's Wedding. See what I mean by rhythmic? It was absolutely wonderful. We're still on the subjects of wedding, because, again, this is not an Irish singer singing. This is actually a Canadian singer, but we featured him on the programme before. He's singing a song written by Jimmy McCarthy, which is entitled The Voyage, and it tells the story of a couple, how they set out through life and sailed on using life as a sort of a ship or a boat. Very clever. John McDermott and The Voyage.
I am a sailor, you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. Hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. We rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums with patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled water, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. Together we're in this relationship. We built it with care till last the whole trip. Our true destination's not marked on any chart, for we're navigating the shores of a heart. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled water, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Now, I'm going to surprise you. I would prefer that version, that's John McDermott's version of The Voyage, to the track recorded by Christy Moore. That may come as a bit of a surprise to you, but I think that's a lovely, gentle way, the way he sings that song, and the arrangement is lovely as well. Now, on the same sort of theme, I'm going to play for you now The Star of the County Down. And this is Noel McLaughlin's version, because some time ago on Sounds Irish, I played, was it Paul Brady's version? And I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, don't ever play that version again. I'm sure you have a lot better versions of The Star of the County Down. And it actually came from a listener in County Down. So, by the way, for those of you who may not be aware, County Down is in Ulster. It's in what we call Northern Ireland, but it's in Ulster. It's one of the six counties that comes under the UK government. So, anyway, enough of the prattle. Here's Noel McLaughlin's version of The Star of the County Down.
crossed a Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the sheen of her lip brown hair. Such a coaxing nerve I had to shake myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards sped, sure I scratched my head, and I said with a feeling rare, aye, says I to a passer-by, who's the maid with the brown hair? He smiled at me, and then says he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat upright, and a smile for my brown hose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I yoke, let my plough with the rust turn brown, until the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry, and from Galway to Dublin town, made I seem like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seem like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
We haven't had a female on the programme today, so we're going to put that to rights. And we're moving from County Down right down to Galway. Galway on the west coast of Ireland, a beautiful city known as the City of the Tribes, because at one time it was governed by 12 tribes who lived in and around the area of Galway. And of course, it's well known for Galway Bay, but we're not actually going to play Galway Bay, but we're going to play a song that was written, I'm almost sure, and how many times have you heard me say that, by Eamon O'Shea, he who wrote Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. Here's a lady we haven't had on the programme. She calls herself Magella, and she tells us it's heaven around Galway Bay.
When they told me that Ireland was heaven, I said that's where I'm longing to stay. Then an emigrant boy said that's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with a caid meal, a vulture, a store, where a candle burns bright in the window, in a cabin with only one door. When you see on the right road, sir, for heaven.
that was nice. We'll have to have some more Magella on Sounds Irish. If I say to you, Brendan O'Dowda, you say, ho-ho, Joe, we're going to get a Percy French song. And you're right. This is one of my favourite Percy French songs about the three lads. They're all mad about this girl called Eileen. Eileen Ogg. Eileen Ogg means young Eileen. I leave the rest to Brendan O'Dowda to tell you the story. By the way, we've got another Eileen song coming up later.
Eileen Ogg, and that the darling's name is, through the barony of features they were famous. If we loved her, who was there to blame us? Or wasn't she the pride of Petrovore? But her beauty made us all so shy. Divil a man among us could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, and that's the reason why we're in mourning for the pride of Petrovore. Friday at the fair at Ballintubber, Eileen met McGrath the cattle jobber. I'd like to leave me mark upon the robber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovore. He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath her shawl. Looking big and masterful while she was looking small, most provoking for the pride of Petrovore. Boys, oh boys, with fate is hard to grapple. Of me eye, sure Eileen was the apple. Now to see her walking to the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrovore. And now, boys, take heed of what I say. When you do your courting, make no display. If you want them to run after you, just walk the other way, for they're mostly like the pride of Petrovore. Eileen Ogg, me heart is cold and grey, ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Ogg, there's good fish in the say, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore.
If you want them to run after you, then turn the other way. Oh, wise saying there from Brendan O'Dowda. Now, we're not quite in the same area, almost. We're in North Kerry now, because this is a lovely song that I first heard recorded by Planxty way back in the day. Right, I won't say how long. It's easier to say way back in the day. And it paints a lovely picture, I think, of the cliffs of Doneen. Here's the Paddy Riley version.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. What of all the fine places that I've ever seen? Sure, there's none can compare with the cliffs of Doneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Doneen. It's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay. The hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen. Building homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. To Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
A very young sounding Paddy Riley. That must have been one of his earlier recordings, and the Cliffs of Dunedin. If you've been a regular listener to Sounds Irish since day one, you will know that Joe Mullard is a big Dermot O'Brien fan. Dermot was a very good friend of mine and actually recorded one of my songs. And whenever he was in my area, he always made a point of ringing and saying hello. But Dermot's gone to God now, but he's left some wonderful musical legacy behind him. I've got one of his earlier recordings here. And this is, if you listen to the story, it tells how he met this young girl on the road to Malinmore.
On the road to Malinmore, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily coloured ribbons that she wore. And she stole me heart away on that far-off summer day that I met her on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malinmore. on the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore. I met her on the road to Malinmore.
Well, it's a little bit naughty of me, but I've just realised that I'm into, what, track 4 or 5, and we haven't had a female artist. But we're going to put that to rights now, because, yes, you guessed it, here comes Anne-Marie O'Riordan, my favourite Irish female artist. She has a wonderful voice, and she's telling us here about, well, you've got to realise that she's coming home from America. Well, she's taking the part of a man. She's saying Paddy. She's telling us what's going to happen when everybody welcomes Paddy home. There is going to be one hoolie, I can tell you. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I love the backing on this track. It just suits her voice.
I am a true-born Irishman. I'll never deny what I am. I was born in North Cork by the Limerick tip line, but it's now far away I stand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sun is will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy. Now the girls, they're young and they're frisky. They'll take you by the hand. Sing Jimmy McCree, won't you come home with me for to welcome a stranger home. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine. Then came the faraway strangers, they settled all over the land. The horse and the plough, the goat and the cow fell into the stranger's hand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine. Scotsman can boast of the thistle, the Englishman boasts of the rose, but Paddy can boast of the Emerald Isle where the dear little shamrock grows. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home.
The the sun it will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. I told you, hasn't she got a lovely voice and the lovely way she puts a song across? Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now we come to one of those tracks I was mentioning at the beginning of the programme, the Irish-American tracks. This was recorded by, yes, you've guessed it, Bing Crosby in 1949. I think it was on last week's programme that I said something to the effect that around the 40s, certainly in the 40s, Bing was recording a lot of Irish material, Irish-American material. The reason I'm playing this is because I've got a request for it. And Tony, who lives in here in Dublin, he listens to the programme and he downloads it and listens to it on his computer. And he says, could Joe, you possibly play Bing Crosby singing Galway Bay? He said, I loved a couple of weeks ago when you played the Bing Crosby version of Eileen. I hadn't heard that song for a long time, but I'd love you to play, just for me, Joe, Bing Crosby and Galway Bay. This really takes me back as well.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cladder and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, then faith, I'm sure there's going to be. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Ah, yes. Complete nostalgia, that. Tony, I hope you enjoyed that. We've got some more requests come as the programme goes on. We'll be playing them for you. This one is not a request, but I like this track and I haven't played it for a while. It's Brian McCormack. And I mentioned it the last time that I played this track, that it reminds me, and I'm sure it reminds you, of the song Loch Lomond. You'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. It's the same sort of tune. Brian McCormack and Red is the Rose.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to from the Boyne. But my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. She'd be my love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that my love is fairer than any. 'Tis not for the parting with my sister Kate, 'tis not for the grief of my mother, 'tis all for the funny Irish lass, but my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily. But my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in you.